Bail fund Kamala Harris promoted helped free a father accused of molesting his daughter. By Amy Furr on November 2, 2020. A bail fund Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, promoted helped bail a father out of jail who allegedly molested his 15-year-old daughter, according to court documents obtained by the Daily Caller. The Minnesota Freedom Fund, MFF, also helped post bail in June for a man accused of sexually assaulting his 16-year-old niece and a woman accused of stabbing her aunt with a knife, the outlet reported. In a tweet on June 1, Harris shared a link so followers could donate to the organization. The Caller report continued. William Harold Jones, 57, was arrested May 13 after his 15-year-old daughter told two people that her father had sexually touched her, according to the police report. The alleged victim reported to police that she was sleeping in her bed when Jones allegedly came into her room and got into bed with her. Jones then put his hand down the victim's pants and began to touch her near her vagina, but did not penetrate, according to the statement. Following his arrest, Jones signed a form indicating that the money posted for his bail should be returned to the MFF once he follows the terms of bail, indicating that the group paid for his release, the article stated. The MFF website said it does not make determinations of bail support based on the crimes that individuals are alleged to have committed. The fund also helped free from jail six convicted and accused domestic abusers, including two men who allegedly strangled women, Breitbart News reported in September. Prior to Harris's request for bail donations, the MFF said it supported defunding the police, according to Breitbart News. "We're gonna need you to do better than vague promises of change," the organization told Minnesota Governor Tim Walz after Derek Chauvin, the police officer accused of killing George Floyd, was arrested. "Defund the police. End money bail. Rebuild our small, black, indigenous, people of color, owned businesses," the fund tweeted.